Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of OEM TV. I'm your host, Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing for Microsoft, and I'm joined today by my friend Peter Teeling at Dell. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks, Eric. Good morning as well.
All right. So, Peter, help us out and just tell us what you do at Dell.
I'm actually a solutions advisor for the North American region at Dell's Enterprise Systems Group. So that means I work with our customers to design server, storage, and network solutions over a very large part of North America. I've been celebrating my 12th year anniversary this week with the company, of which I was lucky enough to do almost half in based out of Amsterdam in Europe and half here in the U.S. So very much engaged in working with customers on a daily basis, trying to build solutions with them to pretty much run their IT more efficiently.
Okay, great. You know, Dell's a huge server partner for Microsoft, and just really happy to talk to you today. So, let's talk about Dell's server business. You know, generally speaking, can you just give us a high-level overview of how Dell thinks about servers?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the big advantages with Dell is we're currently at our 13th generation of servers, and we've been building servers for over 20 years now. So, you know, you can say that we've become quite good at it by now. And the interesting part is because we've had over the years, not just from a sales perspective, but mainly because we've been talking to customers, not through our support, through our pre-sales efforts, in customer feedback meetings, where we really understand what customers are looking for because we really listen to that. And the good part is that we understand where the industry is going, obviously, and there's some very big trends going on in the industry right now, and there's a lot of cloud going on, but we also realize that, you know, the backbone of America is still, you know, the small businesses that may very well grow very large. So we can truly say that we have the servers in our portfolio from the small business with 5 or 10 employees all the way to the biggest hyper-converged large-scale data centers on the planet that, you know, some of are even operated by companies like yours and even Dell ourselves. I mean, we have a huge online presence, for example, and that's all running on our own gear.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Can you give us an idea of the breadth of the Dell server offerings? You mentioned it briefly, but you know, you guys have solutions for small and medium businesses all the way up to the hyper-converged infrastructure and cloud infrastructure as well. Can you give us just a broad overview of what that server offering looks like?
Yeah. Our Dell PowerEdge series typically starts from very small, as I said before, to very large, and we typically have 8 or 9 ranges within a family. We're looking at when you want to try to kind of make sure that there's a distinction between those, the easiest way to do that is actually to look at form factors. And what that means is, you know, we have tower servers, which, you know, can look like a desktop PC. Sure. Then we have the rack servers for customers that have a little bit more of a larger footprint. And then we have the hyper-converged or the converged servers. And when you look at converged, it really means that compute, storage, and networking come together in one platform, which saves a lot of space, saves on power and cooling, and is usually easier to manage for larger organizations. But really, it starts, like I said, and I can't make it much simpler than that, but it starts from really small to all the way to the largest data centers. Apart from that, there's obviously, even for larger customers than that, we have our customer servers that are built by our Dell Cloud Services team, where, you know, these are really built to go into data centers a rack at a time, which is a different kind of proposition. Right. Those kinds of customers have different needs, so we build our servers specifically for them.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you've got just about everyone covered. And speaking of your conversion infrastructure, I really love the Dell Vertex product. I think we could do another whole show on that. It's just so interesting and such a cool product.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll come back to that at some point in the future. But I want to ask about small and medium businesses that are thinking about buying their first server. What is something that they should consider when they're buying that first server that maybe wouldn't be quite obvious?
Right. Well, and maybe we should start with the quite obvious, right? Because if you're a smaller size business, what do you want? You're going to put all your eggs into that basket. So what do you want? You want something that is very reliable. Over the years, it's not just the product quality that we have, because customers know us very well for the product quality that we build. We perfected that, and we really want to make sure that those servers are resilient. So we have the capability of building in all kinds of components in a redundant fashion, so that if something breaks, that the server doesn't go down. We have the backup solutions that go with it, and we have that complete solution for that customer. One of the other things is that if something goes wrong, because we all know we're talking about hardware most of the time, well, something can go wrong. Well, how great is it that you can call Dell support 24/7, award-winning enterprise-level pro support, where a customer can really talk to an expert right away that can help those customers back on track. Those are two things that, from a reliability perspective, are obviously very important. Another thing that we do is, especially when you start looking at the customer is typically not looking to buy a piece of hardware. The piece of hardware is the vehicle that can actually get them to the goal. The customer, in the end, most likely cares about an application that needs to run on there. That can be their CRM, it could be their ERP, it could be their database, it could be their email, their communication. And just like we do right now, we would love to at least have the capability to have our communication go right. Well, the good part from Dell is we've worked with, amongst other vendors, but mainly with Microsoft, to really start looking at, okay, how do I build, for example, an architecture based on unified communication? And unified communication, you can talk about products like Microsoft Link. You can talk about Skype, you can talk about Exchange, you can talk about things like SharePoint and SQL servers on there. The interesting part is that we've already done the pre-engineering for those solutions. So if a customer calls Dell, and they talk to their sales rep on the phone even, and we're not even talking about somebody coming on site to your office yet, which is definitely very well possible. But even when you talk to somebody at a Dell office over the phone and you're saying, look, I want to build an Exchange environment for an X amount of people or X number of people, then at that point in time, we can say, okay, well, you know what? We're not going to reinvent the wheel for you. We've already done this. Dell has created blueprints for most of those most common applications. So if a customer goes and says, I want Exchange, or even something, I want to build a big data solution, or I want to build a high-performance compute cluster, Dell can say, okay, we have done the work already for you. Here's either a reference architecture, or sometimes even a pre-built appliance where a customer can come in and say, hey, you know what? I don't have to think about what that hardware needs to look like. I get the guaranteed performance. We already know that once we put this in our data center or in our server room, that this is going to work. So we take the whole guesswork away. And I think that that's a very big advantage, because in the end, if the CEO of a company says, hey, my email is not functioning, the only task for the people in the IT department is to get that email application up and running again. The CEO is not going to ask, hey, what does it run on? And once we take all that guesswork away, you get better and more predictable results. And And that's very valuable for our customers, is what we found.
Yes, absolutely. I've always loved the way Dell puts up the reference architectures and the fast track solutions that we've already jointly created between Dell and Microsoft to kind of get customers started along the way, and then always allow them to customize the solution at the end of the day to kind of solve the problem they're looking for. So yeah, I love the way Dell does that for customers. Can we talk for a minute about the Dell Partner Program? Let's say if you know there's a reseller or a partner or a VAR that's listening to this program. Can you tell us about the Dell Partner Program and you know why they should join and the benefits they would get from that?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, traditionally, Dell was always a company that liked to do business direct, right? We talk direct to end users. And what we realized at some point is, hey guys, there's so many companies out there, the smaller and even the larger value-added reseller community that really bring great solutions to the table that we would love to partner with them. And it's, I guess, about 7 years ago, roughly, that we started that Dell Partner Program. And if I'm off a year, then forgive me for that one. But what's turned out is that even the partners that have chosen to start participating with Dell, and there's obviously multiple competency levels, and it gives partners more capabilities of tapping into Dell resources. But what you'll see is that the Dell partner side of the business is we really bring a lot of valuable resources to the table to help those partners in designing those solutions together with Dell by using the Dell storage server networking software and services, and most of the time augmented with the services that the partner community brings to the table. And we're seeing that large partner organizations or organizations like a CRN are saying, hey, you know what, Dell has really done very well in developing that partner program because we're bringing so much value to the table that it makes it easy to do business with Dell. Obviously, there's it's always important that the products are good, but especially the people that we bring to the table in order to get that joint solution down to the customers that need that has proven to be very interesting.
All right, that sounds great. So as we wrap up here, is there any specific call to action that you'd like people to do to find out more about Dell servers?
Obviously, yes. I mean, we have a wealth of information available on just our website alone. And a really great starting point is to go to www.dell.com/servers. That gets you to a pretty fancy landing page that can make you navigate through all our solutions that we have, either it being, you know, somebody that wants to buy their first ever server, or those people that say, hey, you know what, I just need another one. You know, if you want something that is easier to manage, you want something that is more sophisticated when it comes to understanding the workloads that you want to put on there, then obviously Dell is a fantastic choice and we'd love to show customers. So, you know, this is always an open invitation for people to reach out to us and talk to us about the products and solutions that we can offer.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you, Peter. Hey, we love talking about servers on this show. It's been a great overview of the Dell server business, and we would love to have you back again sometime. That wraps it up for us here on OEM TV. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.